Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the EVS second quarter 2015 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact EVS's investor relations team at GK Investor Relations or view it in the news section of the company's website at www.evs.co.il. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ehud Helft of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Helft, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Welcome to EVS second quarter 2015 conference call. I would like to welcome all of you to the conference call, and I would like to thank EVS management for hosting this call. Before we start, I'd like to point out that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions, and EVS cannot guarantee that they will in fact occur. EVS does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing market trends, reduced demand, and the competitive nature of EVS industry, as well as other risks identified in the document filed by the company with the Securities and Exchange Commission. With us on the line today are Mr. Sam Cohen, the CEO, and Yaron Menashe, the CFO. Sam will introduce EVS and discuss some of the key highlights of the second quarter, while Yaron will summarize some of the financial highlights of the second quarter. After this, we will open the call for the question and answer session. Now I'd like to hand over the call to Sam Cohen, EVS CEO. Sam, go ahead, please.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome all of you to our conference call, and thank you for your interest in our company. Today, we published our results for the second quarter of 2015, which shows solid year-over-year revenue growth, strong improvement in margin, and substantial growth in net income. Along with these results, we have also shared our guidance for the year. Based on the portion of our current backlog, which is due to be delivered in 2015, we expect revenue of around $10 million with net income of approximately $2.3 million. These represent year-over-year growth in revenue of about 50% and a 3x increase of net income over last year. Also noted is that revenue in the first half of the year was $3.9 million with net income of $856,000. As you can see, the second half of the year will show significant acceleration for our business. This high backlog level has been built on strong demand for our core IQ Tech IV product, as well as accelerated sales of IVAR. As we build toward the future and increase sales of process monitoring systems like IVAR, our legacy product play a vital role in this transition, and 2015 has seen a surge in demand for finished fabric traditional inspection systems. These systems help our customers improve their profitability through increased product yield and process efficiency while lowering labor costs. Our machines are utilized in many companies like Milliken, Michelin, Bridgestone, Yusong, Owens Corning, and Hewlett Packard, who supply high-quality products to GM, Ford, Toyota, Boeing, Nike, Under Armour, and many more. Our real competition is the low-paid factory worker sitting 8 hours by a reel moving at about 60 meters a minute using his eyes to find relatively large defects. According to a report published by the China Labor Bulletin last week, wage level in China have increased steadily over the last decade, driven by rapid economy growth and declining population growth. Workers have become better organized, and employers in many sectors have been forced to pay higher wages in order to recruit and retain staff. In the past 2 years, many industry experts have declared the end of cheap labor in China. Another trend in China working in our favor is the move to quality. As manufacturing in China become more expensive, Chinese fabric manufacturers cannot solely compete on cost as they did in the past decade. Hence, the increasing focus on quality. Hence, the increasing focus on quality. In fact, we see this through the very strong interest in our product from Asian manufacturers that are moving upstream, making higher quality, higher margin, and more expensive fabric. On top of this, the end retailers are placing more pressure on their manufacturers to install quality control systems to ensure the product that are shipped meet the standard expected. Quality control required inspection at the end of the line. These macro trends have led to increased interest in our systems. Our strong and growing presence in the Asian market is conducive to our long-term growth. We believe that our revenue from Asia will continue to grow, making this market itself a growth engine for us. Beyond the trend moving in our favor in our core business, we see additional upside potential from our new growth engine, IVAR. Until now, our core products have always been limited to reporting the quality of product that has already completed the manufacturing process. Our products ensure bad quality was discarded and never shipped to the customer. We were simply a faster, better, more accurate, and reliable quality stopgate of sorts. IVAR is a new paradigm. It evolved our vision technology from an off-quality stopgate to a raw material optimization and process monitoring tool. It adds a checking process to the product inspection at the heart of the manufacturing process. Thus, instead of throwing away the off-quality, you can now go back and fix it. This leads to significant yield improvement. This innovation opens the door to a much broader range of manufacturing machines never available to vision inspection. It increased our total addressable to over $4 billion market. Our target market right now is the high end of the textile manufacturing market, where expensive technical fabric are manufactured and the quality requirements are very stringent. The high end is about 20% of the overall textile manufacturing market, where weaving looms can cost upward from $100,000 to $1.5 million each. Therefore, at between $20,000 and $40,000 a machine, IVAR represent a minimal added expense for this market. We began selling this product last year using a land and expand strategy. That means we chose our customers that we knew could strongly benefit by the technology and sold them one or two machines to try out. At the same time, we used their feedback to make tweaks and perfect the technology. We landed one machine in a number of places, each customer with the potential to install dozens of machines for each of their factory floor. That initial stage of the strategy has just moved on the expand stage. As you may have seen last week, we announced that one of our Chinese customers ordered 19 IVARs machine from us following an order a few weeks prior whereby a customer ordered 12 IVARs. Thus, we are at the stage where we know the machine works well, we know the customers are happy, and they are willing to expand their installation, covering a larger portion of their production facilities. We are now more confident than ever that the advantages of IVAR are so significant that it will become a necessary component for many of the textile manufacturers. In summary, our core business is performing exceptionally well. We remain in strongest position in our core business that we have been in very long time. On top of that, we now have the jump in growth from IVAR to look forward to. In that, I would like to hand over to Yaron Menashe, our CFO. Yaron, go ahead.
Thank you, Sam. Today we announced solid financial results, demonstrating a high level of year-over-year growth in revenue, strong improvement in gross and operating margins, substantial growth in net income, and positive operating cash flow. Revenue for the second quarter of 2013 were $1.92 million, representing significant year-over-year growth of 22%. Sales breakdown in the quarter by geography were as follows: Europe at 34%, USA at 23%, Asia and rest of the world at 43%. Second quarter gross profit was $1.12 million. This represents a gross margin of 59% compared with $800,000, or a gross margin of 51% in the second quarter of last year. Operating income in the second quarter of 2015 was $502,000, or operating margin of 26% versus $234,000, or operating margin of 15% in the second quarter of last year. Net income for the second quarter of 2015 was $493,000, representing a net margin of 26% compared with a net income of $60,000, or a net margin of 1% in the second quarter of last year. Cash and cash equivalents and short-term deposits as of June 13, 2015, were $1.4 million compared with $289,000 on June 13, 2014. As of June 13, our shareholder equity stood at $1.3 million, up from a deficit of $681,000 at the end of June last year. With that, we would be happy to take your question. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from El Shams of American Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Sam, good morning. First of all, thanks for taking the time to have the call. I realize, you know, we're a small company and expenses are important, so thanks for doing that. Second, congratulations on such nice increases. My question really is kind of a general one. I mean, we're a very small company. You've obviously done a real good job of controlling expenses, you know, for a public company. Do you see that? Do you see the expense of being a public company a real burden going forward, or you think you're gonna be able to manage that cost as you have in the past?
First of all, thank you for your compliments. We think that we can continue to control these costs.
Okay. Okay. So as I quickly heard the presentation, you're guiding towards total revenues of about $10 million for the next 12 months or so?
No, for this year, for 2015.
Oh, for 2015. Okay. Okay. Any guidance for where we might be a year and a half or 2 years down the road in terms of revenues?
It will be very difficult for me to give you guidance for more than 6 months at this point.
Okay.
But we, you know, we'll see as we go. We will do our best.
Sure.
To keep the communication as close as possible.
Right. Right, I understand. Are we at a point now where each additional revenue dollar results in a significantly higher improvement to the bottom line, a disproportionately better improvement to the bottom line off each revenue dollar?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
We will see it in the next quarters.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, well, thank you for the good work, and one of the things that I really look for in any investment I make is integrity of management, doing the right thing for shareholders, and I think you guys have that, so I appreciate that. I'll let somebody else pose questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Shuki Hazan of Hazan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, Shmulik. Hi, Yaron. Congratulations on a good quarter. I would like to ask about the IBA and the IBA acceptance. I saw that you had some contracts in China, but I didn't see any news about US and Europe and about the acceptance there and about the news in this area and the IBA. So I would like to know if the things are, what are your expectations for this area and expect for, except for China? And beside that, I would like to know for next year, what do you think about your other product, the other products, if you think that you're still accepting for grow for next year for the other products except for the IBA?
First of all, I can tell you that apparently we learned that Chinese are much faster than the rest of the world in making decisions and moving forward. I cannot tell you exactly what is the reason, but I can tell you that in all the regions where we are working, which is basically everywhere, we see great progress, and we know that we will hit the target with the Americans and with the Europeans. Regarding the next year, really what we are saying today, if you read between the lines, we're saying that we have two growing engines. One is the IBA, which we everybody, it's clear to understand, simple to understand, and the IQTEX 4, which IQTEX 4 and SVA are traditional products, also become more and more attractive because of labor cost in China, because quality in Asia in general, and the rest of the world. You know, I would say that our cost to value, not only performance, our cost to value is become much more attractive to many, many manufacturers. I think it's become more clear to textile manufacturers, non-woven film, that it's basically not designed, the human being was not designed to do such a work. We had to use human being because that's what we had. Now that we have an alternative and it's reasonable in price and the performance are getting better, then manufacturers making the decision to go ahead and automate their process.
Okay, so you believe well,
of course that, there are yeah. Of course there are many, many other factors that get in place, but you know, we're going to need about 1 hour to explain all of them. These are the major factors that really helping us, and to us working and meeting customers every day, it's inevitable process. I don't see any other alternative for manufacturers. And to me, if I'm shooting 10 years ahead, in 10 years, I don't see any weaving machine, knitting machine, finishing line that will not have an inspection machine or monitoring system on top of it or at the end of the process.
I understand. So generally you believe that, I don't know exactly if 2016, but also in your core products you believe that we'll see years of growth.
Absolutely. We must, it's inevitable process. It must happen.
I understand. And last question about the IBA. You said before that you believe that your company will be able to sell hundreds in 2015. I believe that it won't be this year, but you believe that there's a chance it will be next year?
I don't want to repeat a mistake that I did before. You're right, we predicted hundreds of systems at the beginning of the year. We didn't predict the other issues, but I think that there's going to be a point. I don't know if it's 2016, but I definitely have more confidence that in 2016 it can happen. I mean, it's We feel it today. We see that the second half will pick up, and it is picking up more and more orders from Hybar. But again, I don't want to predict. I'm just going to say that the chances are getting better and better for 2016.
Okay, and last question. Do you have a high expectation of the in Milan of the progress in Milano in November?
For the show in ITMA in November this year, we are doing all the necessary preparations when it comes to all the logistics and all the marketing and sales activities prior to that exhibition. It is going to be a very significant and important exhibition for us. There are more than 100,000 visitors, thousands of exhibitors. We are located in a very important location, which we reserved 4 years ago. So we are looking forward to that exhibition, and hopefully we will have a great success from it.
Okay, wish you lots of good luck. Thanks.
Thank you.
The next question is from David Draiman of Draiman Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Congratulations on a great quarter. You've shown that you've had great growth rates so far this year, and you're expecting that trend to continue for the next 6 months. Can you give a little bit more clarity on what the estimates are based on to reach $10 million for the end of the year?
Yes, absolutely. We basing this on our current backlog and our sales forecast and all the inputs that we are getting from our customers.
Okay, and what
percentage? Our backlog is supporting it. That's something we feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. And what percentage of that will be the IBAR?
Right now, it's about 12%.
Okay. That's good. Now, just going to the press release that you released a few weeks ago about the 19 orders. It was a great press release, but you received $600,000 order. Can you talk about the price point for the IBAR? Is it low? Is that a starting price? Do you intend to increase it? Is it just specific to this textile application, and others maybe have higher or lower price points?
First of all, the application is tire cord, and we are we worked very hard to perfect the IBAR for tire cord, and mainly because of there's a lot of pressure from the retailers to put automatic inspection on the weaving process. So we wanted to take advantage of it. We expect, in general, we expect the prices to go low, to go down, and the quantities to go much, much higher than that. As we said, currently we are targeting the high end, the companies that required tremendous quality, very strong quality. If we're talking about tire cord, in a car, it's a safety issue, just like airbag or seat belt. So this over there, we will expect to see more demand for high requirements. As far as the price, yes, the price is, let's say, what we expect, between $20,000 to $30,000 a piece. Average of $25,000. That's what we are doing now. But it is clear to us that if we want to go and increase quantities, and when I say quantities, we're talking about hundreds, because if you look at regular weaving company, they have hundreds of looms. They don't have one loom. Usually companies have, let's say, between 100 to 5,000 looms. Okay?
Okay.
In one plant or one company.
Okay, but I if for some companies where quality is an extreme issue, and the IBAR is really the only way to monitor that quality, could the pricing not go up for that?
Well, they always have an alternative to use human being. Right now.
Yeah.
That's what they have right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess congrats on the quarter again, and good luck with the next 6 months.
Thank you. We need it.
The next question is a follow-up question by Al Shams of American Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yes, Sam. What percent of the company do you and other insiders own?
I would say about 60%.
Okay. Is there much in the way of executive options that would represent additional ownership that's outstanding?
Well, only a significant number, only Avi Gross, which invested about 3 years ago, have substantial number of options.
Okay.
Warrants.
Warrants exercisable at what level?
17 cents.
17, okay. And what percent of the company do you think that would represent? 10%, 15?
No. Hold on a second. I will tell you.
Okay.
About 7%.
Oh, 7?
7%.
7, okay, good. And then finally, I think you guys have given some consideration to reverse stock split, but I really think with the way things have been going and the growth of the company and the profitability of the company, I mean, I'd be hesitant to do something like this at this point. So I'm just throwing that out on the table for your consideration. I think we can continue to do well the way we are. So.
Thank you. We are considering, you know, this step all the time. And there are other reasons why we are thinking about this option or this move. But we will inform you. We are definitely, you know, we are considering this very strongly. I don't want to say that we are going to do it or we are not going to do it. I'm just going to say that we are strongly considering.
Under active consideration.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Thanks so much, and have a good day.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Cohen to go ahead with his concluding statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on EVS's website, www.evs.co.il. Mr. Cohen, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. First, again, I would like to thank you all for joining me today, joining us today. And on behalf of the management of EVS, I would like to thank you for joining us today and wish you a great day.
Thank you. This concludes the EVS second quarter 2015 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.